Good morning, Australia, and good evening, America. Welcome back to Radio Tony, and this is The Soul of Business with Damien Papworth. Just a reminder for everyone who's listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, we have Payo live online waiting to send you links and answer your questions if you're listening live on those channels. For everyone else, the shows are replayed across YouTube and Binge TV and now Hero Go TV across the US. And there are links for those apps and the Tony TV channel app in our notes and on the live chat. A reminder too that you can jump on RadioTony.com and find out all the information about Damien and the Soul of Business by clicking on My Co-Host. The information stays up and current for 3 months. And at any time, feel free to reach out and contact and talk to Damien about the Soul of Business. Now, this is the last in our series of co-hosted shows with entrepreneur and businessman Damien Papworth. And we're going to finish off this series by talking about the new way in which Damien wants to do business. And as Damien says, change the world. Now, before I introduce you to Damien, I actually want to tell you something about this amazing man, this businessman and founder of a multinational company called Globatel. Damien's had an over 20-year experience in business, and Globatel, the company he built from nothing, is a wholesale service provider to the marketing, design, and business service industries. Their point of difference is that they go further than just offering services to their business clients. They partner with them and they support their success. Damien's company, Globatel, has over 200 employees with teams right across the world, and it's a digital marketing service provider of choice. With a multi-seven-figure income and his company running relatively smoothly, Damien decided to embark on this passion project and create an online learning course, community, and mentoring project for small business. And those are the healers, the artists, the musicians, and the soulpreneurs of the world in an attempt to make them thrive and change the world by sharing their gifts. Soulpreneurs all have a craft and a gift that they want to share and make the world a better place. Damien's craft is business. And in doing so, he wanted to make sure that he had the best way to support people in providing their gifts with passion and purpose and presenting them to the world. So if you're sitting in your purpose, wanting to change the world through grassroots service, but need some support working through the business side of things, Damien's here to support you via the Soul of Business. Welcome back to the show, Damien. I'm so glad to have you here. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks, Tony. It's a bit cold and wet here today, but that's been the theme for our show, hasn't it, for our 6 weeks?
Absolutely. I was thinking about that this morning. Every time we've done a show, it's either been cold or wet or both. Yeah. And today, it's both. It's raining yet again and it's cold. Yeah. Damien, it's been a really big journey for you in business to get to this point. You don't start from nothing and have a multinational company with all those employees and teams across the world without ups and downs. I'm wondering, as you reflect on this journey, what are three key pieces of advice for anyone in the early stages of business right now, particularly considering the type of business landscape that we have at the moment with a worldwide pandemic, something we've never had to deal with before? So, from your expertise, what does that advice look like?
Oh, big question. I've only got three. There's
Well,
lots.
you can give us as much of your expert advice as you like, Damien. I just thought I'd pick three, but you can talk about lots.
Right,
We have a whole show.
okay, let's three pieces of advice. All right, I think the first one is I got into business pretty much with exactly the same through exactly the same method as everyone that I'm helping at the moment. That is that
Yeah.
we there's something that we love doing, where because we love doing it, we throw everything into it and we become good at it and we
Yeah.
do it, and we usually help a friend, something like that, and they go, wow, that was
Yeah.
amazing, you should do that as a business. And then we help
Yeah.
another two or three friends and all of a sudden we're in business. And that happens
Yeah.
because we understand this craft that we're doing, and all our passion comes through this craft. What we don't understand, or what I didn't understand at the start, is that business itself is a thing. It's a thing like the thing that we're doing. Like if we're a musician, doing business is like doing the music. If we're a healer,
Yeah.
doing business is actually like, having. Like if we do a massage, if we're a massage person, it's the craft of massage. There's a craft of business too. So the first,
Yeah.
the first piece of advice I'd give is let's open ourselves to learning this new craft. We have to be open to learning a new craft. It's not something that just happens smoothly. It's not something that just is not a thing. It's a real thing that we have to learn. So we have to be open to learning. And when I started, I went into business and I had no concept that this business thing is a thing. I went from a job, from a career where the business was done, but
Yes.
I just started like flailing around and just trying to make things work. So that's the first thing I think is being open to, or recognizing this thing's a craft and you have to learn about it and master it just the same as you're mastering your actual craft. If you're not
Yeah.
open to doing that, you need to find someone to do that for you,
Yeah.
which should be a partner of some kind. So that's the first one. The second one I think is really important too is enter this journey with this concept in your mind that it's a journey of personal growth.
Yes.
So ups and downs, and you've heard me say this quite a lot, Tony, that don't be
Yeah.
attached to outcomes. Just do this with a real sense of curiosity. That's the same
Yeah.
with personal stuff too, like. Part of our curiosity with doing business is stepping into that observer state and recognizing this has crushed me in this moment. I've got nothing left.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
how do we switch that into the next positive action? So, that self-awareness is really, really important. But let's look at it in the terms of a long-term journey, not as in terms of an in the moment thing, because if I look at the person I am now today and compare it to the person who started, we're completely different people. And
Yeah.
that's just, people in the soul community, in the soul work community, the purpose work community, we always talk about doing the work, doing the inner work.
Yes.
But business really is it's literally the most fertile ground that you could find for doing your inner work that you
Personal
could
growth. Yeah.
imagine. Yeah,
Yeah.
so one more tip. That those two in themselves are just massive tips in themselves. So I think one final tip, which would probably set everyone up with a really solid foundation for making this work, is commit not to do this alone. Literally,
Yeah.
don't do this alone. I know when we go into business, we have this thing, I want to do my thing and I want to bring this to the world. But if we do it alone, you won't bring it to the world. What you'll do is you'll bring it to five, half a dozen people. If you start gathering an amazing team around you of people who are going to support you, and when I say team, I don't mean employees, I don't mean partners. I don't mean
No.
anything. Just share with people what you're doing and look for support when you need it. One of my most
Yeah.
vivid memories in business was just after the world came out of the GFC, and I had two really close mates who we went and caught up with. I just survived. Like, literally, I've survived one of the most horrific periods of time in business
Yes.
that in my experience. And I got together with Craig, and the other guy's name was Damien also, and we had lunch. And I just shook my head and I said, "Guys, you have no idea what I've been through." And I just started sharing my story of what happened. And then Craig said,
Yeah.
"Oh my God, Damo, I just really feel for you, but this is what I've gone through." And the other Damien, he did the same thing. And all three of us had basically gone through the most horrific experiences while we're walking
Yeah.
together as mates, and none of us knew anything about
And
it.
you didn't, yeah.
And we didn't support each
Yeah.
other. We could have supported each
Yeah.
other, but we didn't, because we saw ourselves as leaders. We saw ourselves as carrying this burden. We had to do it ourselves. And it's a lie. Literally, I mean, there's
Yes.
two parts of this, I think. There's two parts of this. So we could have supported each other, which
Yes.
we didn't, because we didn't open up. So that's one part of it. And I'd like to temper that, because there's two sides of this coin, because misery loves company. We know that too. So quite often when we're in this stage of struggling, we can draw people to us who are struggling too, and we have this conversation that doesn't elevate, and have a conversation that,
Yes.
amplifies the misery. So one of the things with this is you have to, when you're gathering people to you in support, good times and bad, you don't just wait for the bad times. You build the momentum for that support in the good times. But literally,
Yeah.
it's really, really important that you either surround yourself with people that push towards positivity, or you create framework with how you get together so it pushes towards positivity. You don't want to create a structure within your business, within your passion, that amplifies misery, especially in the tough times. So yeah,
I
so open to learning, business is a thing.
Yes.
What was the second one?
That business is a journey.
Yeah, journey. Yes, live the journey, honor the journey, love the journey, personal growth, and then don't do it alone. Three big tips.
Yeah, absolutely. Those three tips alone, I wish I had thought about a bit more when I went into my business. Damien, we talked about in earlier episodes and also today about the person that you become on your business journey. I'm really curious to know some of the personal changes that come from doing business and having a better business. As I told the audience before, you started from nothing and now you have a multinational company. In between those two points of time, there's a huge amount of learning and personal change. Can you tell the audience about some of those personal changes that equate to business success? I know from my own perspective that there's changes I've had to make in mindset and attitude, thoughts and mindset around money and fear. But I really want to know what Damien has changed and learnt along the way in terms of a personal journey. Obviously, one of those things is about accepting and receiving support, which for guys can be hard. But from my personal perspective, that's a really tough thing. I'm not good at receiving and I'm not good at asking for support, something that Damien's told me in our short time of being friends. So, what are some of the things that changed for you, personality and mindset-wise?
Right, so there's another big question. Jeez, we're going to need another episode, Tony.
I know.
Right, so I think fear is a big one for everyone,
Yeah.
and fear is something, and reason why fear is a big one, and one that I've had to work on, is you get to situations where both sides of a coin create fear, and there's no way out of
Yeah.
it. So, for example, I've had times in business where there's literally, like, there's a bad person in the business, someone who's stealing, or
Yeah.
someone who is
Yeah.
breaching of, like, doing all the wrong things of contract, someone who's trying to poach my staff against contracts, that type of thing. So
Wow.
we've had that type of thing in Globatel, and the fear is I have to do something, otherwise he can break my business.
Yeah.
So I have to do something. So I speak to a lawyer, and the lawyer's like, "Well, this will cost you $60,000 in court, and there's no guarantee."
Yeah.
So there's a fear of doing something, and there's a fear of not doing something. So what do you do? In the meantime, you've got
Yes.
this, this emotion that you're dealing with.
Erosion of your business
You've got the erosion of the business, but
and
you've also got
something.
these emotions that are going through, and there's a lot of anger that comes up too, and anger can translate into rage, which can create damage that's unexpected, which is another thing to be fearful of. So there's a whole, so fear is a really big one, and I think what I've learned through looking at fear is, well, firstly, you have to acknowledge what it is. You have to be really honest with yourself. That's a
Yeah.
change in itself, becoming really self-aware and honest with what's
It
going on inside. So I should have started with that one. So self-awareness, definitely you get a greater sense of self-awareness. Every year I try to sit down and work out where I need to grow, and I document that, I
Yes.
journal about that, and I create things that, I create things in my life that make me face what I'm looking at. So a good
Yeah.
example with the fear thing, and the fear is an internal emotion kind of thing, but one of the structures
It's
that
a
I, and
thought.
yeah, that's right. So one of the one of
It's
the
not
things
an
that I
actual,
did,
it's just a.
yeah. So one of the actual things that I did when I had a lot of this fear-based stuff coming through my business is I had about three or four different things that I did, but the one that makes most sense to explain is I went and found the scariest martial arts guy that I could find, and I started doing martial arts with him. Literally scared, like the first,
Wow.
and that was 4 or 5 years ago, and he used to scare the pants out of
Yeah.
me. And every now and then I got absolutely mauled in his martial arts sessions, but that forced me to really look at fear and what it does to me, and you grow as a person. So maybe it's
Yeah.
not, maybe doing something extreme like that isn't what we all do, but I think the thing with fear is we can take tiny steps into fear, tiny steps every day.
Yes.
And
Yes.
if we take too big a step, what happens is we get really burnt and then we don't want to go there again. Whereas if we take tiny
Yeah.
steps every day, all of a sudden this thing that was scaring us, it slowly gets pushed back, pushed back, pushed back. So that's one of the things that I've learned, and one of the changes in me is more the approach to fear rather than what I was afraid of, just how do I actually
Yeah.
approach dealing with it. And I guess the other one, which it probably makes a lot of sense to everyone too, is around leadership. When we go into
Yes.
business, maybe we don't see ourselves as a leader, as leaders, but a business person's a leader. Like a solopreneur, an entrepreneur,
Yes.
a solopreneur, a solopreneur, we're all leaders. Even if we don't have a team, we're leading our clients. If we're healers, we're leading our clients to healing, to a better life. If we're
Yeah.
teaching, we're leading our clients to, experience a, greater whatever that we're teaching, greater impact or greater
Yes.
skill or enhanced skill or greater awareness, So we're always leading. And that feeds through every part of our business. I mean, what is sales? Sales is leading. So if we're a healer,
Leading.
we're trying to teach. We obviously, as a healer, we're not responsible for our clients' healing. We can show the path and do our
No.
bit. They still have to self-heal.
Yeah.
That's a process. We don't realize that, but that's actually a process of sales. The actual process of sales is exactly the same. It's, as a salesperson in our business, we're not
Yes.
responsible for our potential client become a client. We're there to show them the path and then leave them with the responsibility to become a client or not. It's exactly the same. And all these things are just
Yeah.
leadership. They're just leadership. And I guess that's probably the clearest. If I think about an evolution of my person, of Damien Papworth as a professional and a
Yes.
person, leadership with Globatel specifically, that's the way I've evolved as a
Yes.
leader. And I've evolved as a
Yeah.
leader through Globatel very, very rapidly, based on the way the business has grown and the team has grown and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Damien. Taking us back to the soul of business and that point that you made earlier about self-awareness, does strike me as a key component to driving your business ahead is know thyself well. If you know that you're say impatient, and Damien and I have talked about this before, I tend to get very impatient and I have to remind myself I have only been doing XYZ for this amount of time and I have this huge bigger vision that's going to take time. So in thinking about the person you've got to become, you have to think of from a perspective of self-awareness. If I'm impatient, what do I do to counteract that so that it doesn't impact on my business? And that leads me to the next question, Damien, about that bigger vision, because that's usually what drives business forward is a bigger vision. I know that you have a fantastic bigger vision for the soul of business. What is that?
So, I think we can all agree that the world's not a very happy place at the moment. Just
No.
collectively, there's a lot of, obviously the COVID thing makes everything amplified for everyone at the moment. And that's potentially not going to go away for,
A little while.
a little while. We've seen over the last couple of years, so one of the things with the COVID issue is that the world's becoming poorer, which is going to create its own
Yeah.
bunch of issues. So that's going to create ongoing issues. There's also obviously a lot of the social awareness topics and protests and have been very, very, there's been a lot of awareness and a lot of unrest around that over the years.
Definitely.
So, and there's a lot of unhappiness. There's a lot of unfairness, and there's a lot of unanswerable questions and a lot of uncertainty. So the world's not a very happy place. And there's just reports this week about global warming, climate change, that kind of stuff again, and how desperate we are at the moment in regards to that. And without actually even talking about any of these topics, all I'm saying is that that's the world we live in at the moment.
Yes.
Now, on the flip side of this, I'm constantly meeting people and, being inspired by people who are just amazing at what they're doing when they're doing
Yeah.
what sing, makes their soul
I
sing,
love.
what the stuff that they love. Yeah, and it's such good stuff. It's such wholesome, good, healing, positive. This is the stuff that can change the world. This is the stuff the world needs. And I recognize, all the intuitive people, all the art people, all the people in the arts, and all the healers, all these people that are just amazing. All the guys that do the crystal singing bowls, the sound healing, all the people that sell
Yes.
the crystals and the meaning behind the crystals, and all the ethics behind all the yoga instructors when they're doing the yoga. It's not just stretching, and the free divers of the world and
Yeah, it's
how
the whole.
they become so aware of the ocean as they're becoming so aware of themselves and all that type of stuff. So my vision with the soul of business is I want to amplify all those tiny little sparks of divine inspiration and blow that
Yes.
up. That's what I want.
Yes.
That's what I want to see just blown right throughout the world. So, instead of flicking on the news and seeing this thing and that thing and getting caught up into anxiety because of that, what everyone sees is this divine spark of inspiration that's just way bigger than they ever thought they could be,
Absolutely.
impacting way more people than they could. And just through sitting in purpose and sitting in passion and having a framework around them that can reach more people than they ever thought they could reach. So that's what I want to achieve.
Yeah, Damien, I am hoping that we will see a period of time now and into the future where there's a different level of consciousness so that people know and understand that we can say, work with our energy and create healing. We can work with our subconscious and create healing and leaps forward in our business. And that's all encompassed in the soul of business as well, is that whole concept that there's a different way to do business. And if you come from a point of passion and purpose, you can actually change the world. And we need to very obviously be doing differently as humanity. As you alluded to, the latest climate change report, is that's kind of scary stuff. Yeah. But if we as humanity, if we did business a different way that was conscious of climate change, and if we allowed other humans, every human, to have access to the types of healing modalities and the things that soulpreneurs do best, we would in fact change the world. And yeah. I'm passionate that we should do that for my kids, my grandkids, your grandkids. We need to do better as humanity. And that all comes back to why you created the soul of business, because business is a conduit for change and increasing the abundance in people's lives. Business is a fantastic conduit for all of those things, isn't it?
Yeah, so all business is connection. It's a way we connect with people in a way that is energetically fair and just cycles abundance. That's all it is. Yet we put these negative connotations on it. You know, money's the root of all evil and all that kind of stuff, but it's not. It's just an energy exchange.
It's actually not. It's, yeah. You know, it's really that funny. Energy. Yeah, go on, sorry.
Yeah, so it's just really funny talking about the climate thing, you know, because, you know, we have climate activists and we all know about that. But within the sort of business community already, there's Dylan and Lara, who are from Wobegon Freedivers. And they're freedivers. That's what they do. They take people into the ocean. But they're so passionate about the environment. You know, they're vegan.
Yes.
They create upcycled clothes and sell upcycled clothes as part of what they do. Everything they do is connection to the environment, connection to the environment. And they're doing it through business. And that's, you know, people, when we see extremes, like when we sit down on watching the TV or sit down reading the paper or however we're doing social media, and we see extremes, we see these activists that are extreme, that are so passionate that they're, you know, chaining themselves to trees, or, you know, sometimes doing some of their guerrilla stuff, which isn't necessarily harmonious with the world or anything like that, that turns people off.
Yeah.
You know, some people resonate, most people don't resonate with that. But when people do it through business, they make real change.
Definitely.
And they softly penetrate people's consciousness and awareness while there's an exchange of energy. That's what's going to make the change. You know, that's what's going to make the change to the world, is this soft, energetic exchange of ideas and of energy, and, you know, commercially through goods and through whatever mode of transaction we use.
Yeah. It's kind of the removal of the angst and anger, which we see far more predominantly when people are protesting. Yet if they were to approach it, as you said, through a business, just incidentally, I'm involved with SHEEO, which is a female-led venture capital funding scheme, and they have are in the voting process where we decide who gets what capital and how they get it. Within that cohort of businesses are amazing women doing exactly as you say. They take clothes from the tip or from wherever and create amazing things, from handbags to different clothes to all sorts of amazing things. We need more of that, don't we, Damien? We need more of that across the world. People in business doing those things that change and have an impact on abundance and climate change and world hunger and water for everyone, because there's enough abundance across all of humanity to fix all of those things if we all worked together. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't need the inspiration and the passions there. We just need a framework to bring it to the world. We don't need
And that's
we
usually
don't
business.
The world. Yeah, we don't need more food in the world. There's enough food to feed
No.
everyone. We need distribution,
Yes.
which is business. If we had a proper
Yes.
distribution, proper use of excess, there'd be no one starving in the world. But there's gaps
Correct.
there, and that's what we need to do. We need to, through people's passion and sense of purpose and structures around that to make it work and make it attract resources, that's how we push this stuff out there.
Definitely. Damien, for the audience, what can a small business expect from the soul of business seeking training, seeker training rather? And just a reminder that the seeker training is the first level of training within the soul of business. There will be more levels as Damien expands the framework and training. But for the first seeker training, what can a small business expect?
Yeah, sure. So, seeker training is really designed for people who are thinking about starting business with their with their purpose work, or people have started and they've been, a few years, but it's a side gig. It's something that they're doing as a, a passion project where they've got, maybe a full-time job, maybe a couple of part-time jobs to support them income-wise, and they don't. So one of the things we talked about before is on the journey, and impatience. Sometimes you get people who just bang, and all of a sudden they're making $1 million. But the problem with that, you see quite a lot. You see that quite a lot. But the problem is that without understanding the fundamentals, 2 years down the track, that bang thing that got them there has disappeared, and they lose it all because there's no fundamentals holding it all together. So, we're, people that have fallen into business and doing really well but have no idea what's going on. Or they're just trying to do the craft and family and friends love it and starting to stretch beyond that, don't know how to do that. Or, getting a few referrals in from family and friends again, I want to make this a full-time thing. That's who it's really designed for. And what we want to do, what I try to do is, a lot of courses. What they do is, here's some education, now go do this big project, and it's going to take you 6 weeks full time to do. That's not what we're about. I don't want to do that. No one, everyone's busy. No one has time to do big projects. So I've deliberately designed it so that what we're doing is creating habits in our business life. Really solid foundational habits that,
Good habits.
yeah, good habits, habits that bring us the clients that we need, bring us the people we need, habits that make sure that when we serve these clients, it's done in a way that meets expectations consistently. Habits that ensure that every moment we're spending in our business is actually elevating our passion for what we're doing, keeping us high in passion, but also having an impact on the business side of things and our clients. So that we work through habits to remove wastage of our own resources, the limited resources we have. Habits with mindset, a lot of mindset habits and tools to help
And they're
with that.
good.
Yeah, and
Great tools.
guidance around keeping our inspiration and energy high and all that type of stuff. So really, really solid foundations for business
Foundations.
presented in a way that really connects you with your craft and the passion that you have for your craft. But in laying these foundations, it's just an amazing base to, spring into the next level of your business, to amplify what you've already got into the next level.
Absolutely. I've been following along and doing the seeker training while we've been doing this, and I will continue to do it after Damien and I've finished this series. Damien, in terms of time and investment for a small business, what are we looking at for the seeker training?
So the seeker training is $800. Which is Australian dollars.
Gem.
So, sorry? Yeah, so it's $800,
That's
a
a
little bit cheaper.
bargain.
It is. It's cheaper in the US too because it's Australian dollars. So they'll
That's
enjoy that a
right.
bit more. So as far as time commitment, it is basically it's 18 weeks. So about 4 months. We went through the framework last week. No, the week before we went through the
We
entire
did.
framework. Every one of the topics, the nine topics around the outside of that framework, we go through twice. So it's 18 weeks, and basically there's about an hour and a half of content to consume, which is video based. It includes all the resources you need through that content. You get access to all the resources, your own copies. All the resources are either PDF or Google tools like Google Docs, Google Spreadsheets, so accessible to
Easy
everyone,
to access.
easy to access. So you just download your own copies and you've got them there in your Google Drive. And you know, outside that content, there's habits to build. You know, habits to build, which you can do little bits of time every day. There's a couple of assignment kinds of things which I couldn't avoid. I want to try to make habits, but there are a couple of things that you have to invest some time in. But you know, basically, it's 90 minutes a week if you really want to get it done over the course. It's 90 minutes and maybe another half an hour on top of that. So 2 hours a week over the 18 weeks gets you through the other end. But it's self-paced. You know, there's no rush. I'd much rather you get it done properly rather than rush through to keep up with the way the content is drip fed. So you know, if a specific week you want to do properly, and it's going to take 3 to 4 weeks, spend the 3 to 4 weeks.
Absolutely. I was going to say, Damien, I'll do a module and then I'll do the exercises and then I'll be doing something during the week and go, oh my goodness. And I'll go back and I'll re-listen to Damien's video or re-look at some of the content because as you go along, different things tweak in your brain and you go, oh, that's the solution for that. I particularly love the time exercise with the Excel spreadsheet without giving too much away. The most valuable tool that I've found so far for in terms of time management around what you're passionate about, what you don't like, what you can delete, what you can eliminate, like just a really good, powerful basic tool. And that's just one tool within the Seeker training. Damien, we've talked about this and it is fairly unique and different. I've done lots of business courses over the years, and I've found this particular course the most helpful so far for me and where I am. In terms of results, what sort of results would you like to see from the participants of the training course? And what are some of the results that your businesses have achieved so far?
So I guess a couple of the guys that I've been speaking to recently have doubled their income over the 18 weeks that they've been doing it. So that's a good result. With the time exercise that you mentioned, I can literally see, I know with talking, so part of obviously the solo business is the community also. So we talked about the course, what that looks like. You're also invited to join us in a community where we share learnings, we share our journeys. There's extra
And
business
support
training
each
as
other.
part of that and support each other. There's extra business training there and a bunch of other things that's all on the website. So, but within the community, I can literally see, I could tell you exactly who's done the Your Time, Your Passion exercise thoroughly and who hasn't because I mean, it's a game changer, that one. And the people that
It
haven't done
is.
it, they come to me with the same issues, which I say, go do that again. And the people that have done it properly, that's just completely changed their life. So,
Definitely.
yeah. So I can't, like a lot of the business coaches say, double your income and halve the time doing it kind of stuff. That's not where we're at with this level of business. Like what happens is, as you get momentum, you want to put more and more effort into it because you're singing your soul song. You know, it's filling you with this passion and this joy. And we're looking from going part time, hopefully go full time soon. So we're looking to put more time into the passionate parts of it. What else? There's been a few breakdowns, obviously, as people manage their inner stuff, and just seeing offering the support and seeing the support through community and you know through outreach and that kind of stuff through that's been really really important. Just seeing those you know just breaking through those some of these emotional blocks and that kind of stuff's really important. But also just within the community, just seeing that the friendships and the partnerships, there's partnership work going on where people are coming and doing business together, which is quite exciting. So that's all part of it too. But yeah, I mean
Fantastic.
the goal for the Seeker training is basically to go with this idea that I want to do this business. At the end of it, I want to see a big I want to see everyone with a big increase in income, but also with this real confidence. You know what? I was wondering if I could do this business. Now I can see it's going to happen. I can see it. I can do it. I can. If this is a part-time thing, I think, and this will be the initiate level. We'll take people through this, but this is how it goes from part-time to full-time. And then this is all I do for the rest of my life.
Yes. Because that then, with a successful business, I'm not sure if people realize, with a successful business, not only do you impact your income, your lifestyle, but that has a ripple effect on the people around you, on the people, the community, the area, and hopefully the world around you becomes a better place because you've got business right. And that's what you want for everyone in business, Damien. And you've been out the other side, so you know what it looks like. But with the soul of business, you're back to starting out. So you're doing this journey with people as they go along, which is an important point to mention for people. Damien's not using this multinational entity of Globatel on the soul of business journey. Damien's gone back to basics with everyone else and is following that path, which is important reminder to people that each and every business has to start from that ground level and build itself up, doesn't it?
Yeah, so unless we've got one of those amazing ideas where we'll have venture capital behind us and we get $6 million to spend, we're basically, we're all bootstrapping. Like, I know pretty much everyone in the small business is bootstrapping. So we're very, very limited with time, very, very limited with financial resources. And it's a really good way to start a business because it really teaches you a lot about resourcing, respecting resources, and teaches you a lot about making things work with what you've got. Like the old MacGyver.
Very much.
So and one of the things that, I mean, obviously still very involved in Globatel, and I'm learning, I keep learning every day. Every single day I'm with Globatel, I'm learning different things about that level of business. But when that happens, obviously there's an opportunity to lose touch with the all the things that I learned when I was starting. So deliberately going back to solid business, relearning all those things and just progressing through those with what I know now.
Damien, was it, I'm curious, when you were thinking about the soul of business and the framework, was it kind of scary to think about going back to basics and starting over again? Obviously, you've been incredibly successful, but I'm guessing there was still a bit of uncertainty and fear to go back to that level again. But I guess with a knowledge that, well, yes, I can do it, obviously. But was it scary?
Not really. I don't think. But literally, I think it's. I mean, for me, there's fear when there's something to lose. And I don't really think I've got anything to lose with solid business. When I think about my imposter and what the kind of thing he was telling me, it's, are people going to want it? Yes. So there's fear of surrender that it's like, is this what people want? Am I going to spend all this time and then no one wants it? So that's probably what I had to look at in the mirror when doing the solid business. But there wasn't a fear of what if I fail? I think maybe that's part of the growth. My personal growth is I don't really fear failure anymore. But look, if solo business does fail, it's not going to impact my life at all. So that's kind of, there's a bit of separation there. It's a burning passion for me. I want the world to be a better place. Yes. So being able to do that in love, inspiration and passion is much better than running away from fear.
Absolutely. And you can see and feel Damien's passion for supporting small business right through the course, because it's supported by these amazing videos that Damien's filmed himself that form the core component of the learning and education within the training. It's a really great course. I can't speak highly enough of it, and I'm only partway through it at the moment. Damien, We talked earlier today about the state of the world at the moment, and there are a lot of businesses struggling at this time. Is there something that you'd like to say to anyone in small business who's struggling at the moment?
I guess the first thing is, so I guess in the worst business scenario that I was in, one of the things that I learned there, this is when I call it my 30 seconds away from bankruptcy pretty much. And what I realized is if you're really battling, just let go of all your need to look after everyone else. Like at some point, you just need to look after what you needed to look after. And for me, that point was realizing I had 6 weeks and I couldn't feed my kids anymore. So all this sense of obligation that I had with all these other people just lifted. And I was like, well, you know what I have to do is I have to put food on the table and that's it. So really, really battling just what do you need to do? And just sit there and forget about everything else. And I get that there are industries that have been completely shut down and there's businesses that maybe aren't good or robust that maybe they need to be broken before they can be fixed. And there's no way out. So if there's no way out, what do you need to do to put food on the table? Just forget about everything else. So that's the dire one. And I've learned that lesson and I worked my way through it. And part of working my way through it was letting go of all that sense of obligation to all the people that were next level looking after. And what I realized is if you can't look after everyone now, you can probably make it up to them in the future. You can probably, if you're just open and authentic about explaining to them what the situation is, you look after yourself and you get through it, you'll get the opportunity to pay people back. So that's one thing. I think for everyone else, and this is one of the things that I try to encourage through our community with a solid business, is there's a really important part of business called risk management. Now, I know COVID's been here for 18 months now, 19 months. It's going to be here for, could be a year, could be
Longer
another year
yet.
after that, who knows? We should have strategies now. What happens if we go into lockdown again? This should be 100% a strategy in everyone's business. If you go into lockdown, these are the steps that I go through. And it's like, I talk about my first or my second car that I bought was one of those really old 1978 Jeeps, like the really old metal. It was a Jeep Renegade, it's a CJ7 for all the car buffs out there. Just the funnest car of all time. And I was doing full driving. I got one of those high lift jacks. Most expensive jack I could get for rough terrain. And the guy sold it to me, said, "Yeah, it's a great investment. Just hope you never get to use it." And that's risk management in business. We have to have these processes around things that could damage our business or interrupt our business. And then you put the strategy in place, you put it there, you work it out thoroughly, and then you hope you never have to use it. So, this is really important. If we're doing face-to-face work, lockdown, how do we take that online? How do we do that
How do we
online? So
swap it?
the alternative is you don't serve. So, and this is the thing, like we've got to stop thinking, well, I don't want to go online. We've got to start thinking, I'm here in service too. How do I serve when these things happen?
How
Because
do I?
otherwise people aren't getting my impact. So, that's really the main point with people who are struggling is this a risk management thing? Is there outside circumstances that have caused me this? If so, what's the strategy to make sure that when this happens, it doesn't impact or we minimize the impact? And if it's happening now, just step back and think, well, what do I need to do to get people the value that I used to get last week? What do I do today? What do I do today? How do I actually create that value? How do I actually make sure in service people are still getting the impact from me than they were last week? And for everyone else, obviously business is an up and down road. So for everyone else outside risk management, I guess the advice is resilience and keep going. Everything with a sense of curiosity. Don't attach to outcomes. Sense of curiosity. Something doesn't work, fine tune it. If something really doesn't work, don't do it again. If something works, what do I do to make that work better? How do I amplify the successes? Which is a whole module in the soul of business too. That whole framework around.
Absolutely. Damien, before we run out of time, here we have a really amazing offer for the listeners today. And Damien, what is our offer? This is the last show and it's a really special offer. What's the offer?
Yeah, sure. One of the things I actually love is getting out and meeting everyone in these amazing industries and seeing what people are doing and absorbing the passion and absorbing the inspiration. I get inspired and I get like full of energy and I start running too. So
Yeah.
I kind of want to meet everyone.
Yes.
But with purpose also. Obviously, we're all sitting in purpose. So I want to meet everyone in purpose. And what I thought is if there are people listening and this resonates what we've said over the last 6 weeks, and you're a little bit stuck in your business, you might be interested in spending 15 minutes with me. So why don't we spend 15 minutes together and I'll ask you a few questions about where you're at today and where you'd like to take your purpose work. And at the end of the 15 minutes, I'll put together a three-step plan, priority plan. This is what you need to do to take it to the next level. So if you just do these things, you'll find your world will change somewhat. Why don't we, I
Damien.
thought it'd be fun to do a 15-minute, completely complimentary, just let's get together, have a chat, and put together a high-impact, three-point focus strategy to take your business to the next step.
And Damien, this is a complimentary offer for anyone in business who is struggling at the moment, anyone who is doing, energy work, masseuses, Reiki, anyone who loves what they do and has a gift for doing it but wants to take it to the next level, or if you're struggling around your clarity and purpose, this is the offer we have today. 15 minutes with Damien. Now, this is equivalent of talking to someone like Elon Musk for 15 minutes. Like, this is a really amazing opportunity to talk to someone like Damien, who is a multinational CEO company owner, and to learn from him in 15 minutes. And that's because Damien's passionate about helping small business. Now, for those of you that are listening live, Payo will pop the link for this special complimentary call in the chat box as we speak. It will also be available on radiotony.com as well. And if it will be in the notes underneath all of the videos as they go to air across the world. So on YouTube and Binge and HeroGo TV, they'll all be there the same. This is a wonderful opportunity just even to talk to Damien from his perspective of wisdom and understanding. And I'm telling you, he's just an amazing person to talk to. There's no ego, there's no, he's just such a helpful person for small business. And he's so passionate about making sure that you succeed when you're doing the things that you love. So, for anyone listening, and there's a couple of people within my network that I'm going to say, hey, just take an opportunity to talk to Damien. Here's a 15-minute slot. He's going to give you some great plans that will focus you on getting out of whatever you're facing at the moment. And from his expertise and experience, this will be really helpful. It's 15 minutes and it's complimentary. Damien, this is the first time you've done something like this and opened it up to the wider community.
Yeah, so I haven't offered this 15 minutes before. So yes, there's a simple answer. It's the first time I sort of offered this, but I've just so yeah. So basically, we've had a our last mentoring group. They finished up last Friday, so I've certainly got a little bit of capacity at the moment just to share what some people are doing, and that'd be really nice to just meet everyone, I think,
Absolutely.
and
I was going to say,
learn something.
Damien likes to meet small business and likes to help them as best he can. So this complimentary 15-minute call is with Damien. As soon as his diary is filled, that'll be he'll have to put a stop to it at that stage. But we're thinking it'll be open for the next little while. So get in quick. jump on that link and have your 15 minutes with Damien. We will also put that a link across social media and posts that relate to the soul of business. I encourage you to take this opportunity while you have it, particularly if you're listening and you're struggling in business or having a tough time with anything. I'm sure without a shadow of a doubt that Damien will be able to help you and point you in the right direction. Damien, I am really sad that this is our last show. It's not the end of our friendship or, I hope, working together. I will be continuing to do the Soul of Business Seeker training so that I can, I have that firsthand experience. But not only that, it has been an immense help for me. I've seen changes within my business in just the short time that I've been doing the training. It's helped in terms of results, income, mindset, time management, and I could go on. I have loved working live on the show with Damien. It's been a real privilege from my perspective, and I hope to continue sharing Damien and the Soul of Business with the world because I believe in what he does. I think that it's powerfully important that we help small business across the world because many millions of small business have the capacity to change the world. Damien Papworth, thank you so much for coming on Radio Tony, the Soul of Business. I look forward to more fun in the future and to continue the rest of my Soul of Business journey. One final thing, what would you like to say to the audience besides jumping on a 15-minute complimentary call?
I think that one final thing to take away is, look, you're amazing. Everyone's amazing. You're absolutely amazing. And just believe in yourself. I believe in you. I believe in you, Tony, but I believe in everyone who's come in our community. And one of the things that's really important, I think, is to, so one of the things I hear quite often is, oh, I feel like you've just given me permission to be me and to just authentically be me and change the world my way. So I love hearing that. I don't think I need to be the one to give people permission. I think we can give ourselves permission to do what we need to do and to do what we love doing. So if there's one thing to leave the show with, it's you have my permission to be your brilliant, beautiful self, but give yourself permission to be your brilliant, beautiful self too.
Damien Papworth, thank you so much. That, my friends, is our lot for this week, but I'm sure that you'll hear more from both Damien and I further down the track. Thank you so much for listening, and we will not be back next week, but please catch the replays across socials and binge. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Damien. Bye.
Thanks
for now.
Bye.